Extract 1.
Within the next week, Islay, a remote island off the west coast of Scotland, may have the answer to all its power shortages. It's called LIMPET, which is an acronym for Land Installed Marine Power Energy Transformer. Due to be switched on any day now, the LIMPET is the world's biggest commercially viable wave-powered generator. Designed and constructed by a consortium led by the Inverness-based renewable energy specialist WaveGen, the machine is to tap into a vast, free, non-polluting energy resource, the wild and stormy North Atlantic. It's a simple idea. A 25-metre-wide opening has been cut into Islay's southwest-facing cliffs at Portnahaven and covered with a concrete structure that forms the wave chamber, inclined at 45 degrees to the water. As waves rise and fall inside, the air within is compressed to drive turbines at the top, which power generators feeding into the national grid. If the 500-kilowatt power plant is successful, the island could become energy self-sufficient. It could bring jobs, a more reliable electricity supply, and a more stable economy.
Extract 2.
As I understand, Carol, you like a rather different kind of holiday, don't you?
Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I spend my holidays storm chasing, usually in the USA.
What is storm chasing exactly?
Well, as the term suggests, it's chasing storms. What we do is try and find out where there's going to be a particularly bad storm and go along to try and capture what happens on video. Believe it or not, the number of people becoming interested in this activity is growing in leaps and bounds. But not all storm chasers want to record what they see. Some are just there to experience the weather phenomenon for themselves. Not that we're all qualified meteorologists or anything like that. Storm chasers come from all walks of life.
So, you'll chase any kind of storm?
Well, the bigger the better is probably the motto of most storm chasers. I mean, you're not going to travel halfway across the country for an ordinary storm, are you? So usually we go in search of the more destructive and impressive storms, like tornadoes, or twisters as they're often known. These are the most popular kind of storms.